to those who are worried over minor matters. St. Helena, California, February 12, 1901. To those who are worried over minor matters, Christ says, "I am that bread of life. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he, shall live by me. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit, and they are life." John 6, verse 48 to 63. We have been given the opportunity of eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man. Those who do this grow up into the full stature of men and women in Christ Jesus. The soul needs spiritual food and drink. This is supplied in the words of Christ. Those who receive Him as a personal Savior and look constantly to Him receive nourishment sufficient for all the needs of the soul. Those who are united with Christ through the daily, hourly exercise of the faith which works by love and purifies the soul receive the forgiveness of their sins and are sanctified unto eternal life. These are the great truths essential for this time. Let us walk in the light which is shining upon our pathway. Christ pronounced a terrible woe upon those cities in which many of His mighty works had been done, because, though they had been given every opportunity and advantage, they made no change for the better. It is possible for us to have the Bible and all the light God sends through the testimonies of His Spirit, and yet fail to reveal Christ in our lives. Today, many are ignorant of the knowledge of God and of the manifestation of the Spirit which molds and fashions the character after the divine similitude. This is not because they are not warned, not because they do not know how to gain eternal life, but because they encourage a combative spirit and oppose all that does not harmonize with their unsanctified, unholy practices. Their eyes are blinded. The heart has lost its sensitiveness. It is not humble and contrite. They are controlled by self-indulgence and a desire to contend. They fight over the Scriptures when nothing but their own ideas are at stake. Through debating and caviling, they lose opportunities to receive precious jewels of truth, which would make them rich unto eternal life. The way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. He is the light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He has given us most precious truths, but there are many who have not a right appreciation of what is essential for them to know and practice. Let not the people of God spend precious time on side issues which are of no importance. Let them instead strive to reveal that love for Christ and the truth that has knit their hearts together in unity and love, and that leads them to obey God's commandments. The only question asked in the judgment will be, "Are they obedient to my commandments?" The petty strife and contention over questions of no importance is an education which our people do not need. Let them seek instead to answer the prayer, "That they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hath loved them as thou hast loved me. John 17, verse 21 to 23. Why are not men afraid to place themselves on the enemy's side by their contentions and bickerings over questions which are of no profit? A knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, this is what all need to obtain by practical experience.